You're tuned in to the From the Hip podcast and also day 14 of Audio Mo. Let's go. I'm part of the revolution. Most likely, you also have the potential to be part of this revolution. Ever since these tiny cell phones with so much power have been around, we have had so many doors open to us, so many opportunities to share what we care about. Whether it's our hobbies, whether it's our business, whether it's important things to us, most likely everybody's got something that they do that they could share about, that an audience could rally around and listen to, whether it's humor, like what I do here, or attempted humor in my case, or scrapbooking, podcasting, riding your bike, dressing like a woman if you're a man, wearing women's clothing, wearing makeup to work, and trying not to be too embarrassed about that, or driving with the top down in a woman's wig. I digress. Whatever it is, you and me, we have this awesome opportunity for us, because we could share our message with the world through our cell phones with a $9 app, or even a free app if you really are tight on a budget. But then again, if you have a cell phone and you pay a monthly bill of $50 or more, or buy a cell phone for $900, another $10 is not going to matter. So get the app, for crying out loud. And also maybe get a pop filter. But I digress. What I'm really getting at is here that we have this opportunity like never before to share what we want through podcasting or through these online communities like Audio Boom. I prefer going the podcasting route, because you could actually take what you do here on Audio Boom and make it a podcast. It's really quite simple, a few simple steps. Submitting your feed to iTunes, maybe some artwork, 1400 by 1400, doesn't matter. The point is, it's a great time to have a cell phone and to have these tools that these cool people like Dave from Bossjock has made available to us. Get some free soundtracks and you're off to the races. Share your message, Twitter, Facebook, whatever social network you belong to. And after a while, if you're consistent enough and entertaining enough, most likely you'll grow an audience. Or maybe you a podcast for years and years and nobody will listen to what you say other than relatives, people that you ask. But I digress. It is a great opportunity and it's so much fun. The people you meet, the new friends you can make digitally. The digital friends are almost better than the real friends. Because digital friends you could turn off. Real friends will come around for years and years, asking for money, sometimes asking you to move when you really don't want to help them move, and make up any excuse to get out of that, like fake doctor's appointments, maybe car trouble. You may have to even lie and say that one of your relatives passed away in another town, and go off all social media, turn off the lights, draw the curtains, and hide in your house for the weekend. Because most likely your friend is going to ask you to move on the weekend, on the day you have off. At that point, the friendship will be stretched to its limits. Digital friends, however, are just a power button click away from being turned off. Maybe you might have to change your profile, new picture, new name, so they don't hunt you down. But the point is that, well, they're easier to get rid of. But don't let all this foolishness of this message confuse you or take you off the line of my thinking, which is this great opportunity that we have in front of us with audio podcasting, audio community sharing. Enjoy.